This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused China of helping Russia to disrupt a Swiss-organized peace conference on the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karin Chamas reports.
Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit, to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karin Chamas.
Official results from South Africa's election are expected to confirm on Sunday evening the end of the African National Congress's 30 years of majority governing and start the clock on a race to form a new ruling coalition. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Johannesburg resident Lebohang Babela says there was a good turnout among younger voters.
I hope each and every youth got satisfied now because they voted to the party that they think is good and is going to do better for us.
While opposition parties have hailed the early result, the ANC remains the biggest party by some way and will now need a coalition partner or partners to keep in the driving seat. City resident Abby Monyela thinks a mix of parties is a good move.
There is too much parties. I think the coalition will make things become easy for us.
Although the outcome is all but certain, final results are slated for Sunday.